Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News. This is Arthur Joseph Smith, the writer of the Devil Workshop, as well as the revival of the Roman Empire, the Caliphate, rise of the Islamic Nation in the Temple Mount. And you can get those books at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Books A Million. Tonight, I'm coming to you guys because there's been a whole lot of important events taking place, back to back, really, people. And my learning has become better, you know. As they said, the Spirit of God, should guide you. And when it comes, when you have it, it shall guide you into all truth. And some people dispute all truth. In the Bible, I believe the Word of God. If it says all truth, it means all truth. So I've been looking at the events lately, and I wrote a book a while back called The Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation. When I was a young man, I was studying, and what I noticed, Becca 1 and 6, so the current event, where we're at today. And yesterday, just real quick to rehash what happened yesterday, I was talking about ecclesia, how they had translated the word in the Bible incorrectly. They used the incorrect word for church in the Bible. So in other words, that word they use ecclesia cannot be translated into church. It is the called out one. So they use the word like called kuko, something of that nature, which is Greek, and that means Lord, you know, church. That's the word they use. They translate it into church. So ecclesia was not used. It was in the text, but I'm saying that does not translate into the word church. It translated into called out ones, you know, those called out to be a part of the kingdom of God. So it's a kind of through a deception on how we see the Bible. So now I'm still going into the same thought I had, and that thought is simply dealing with a Becca one. What we've seen happen in France this week, you know, and what we see happen in France is biblical. So biblical proportion is not something that just happened, you know. It is something that has to do with the scripture. It is about people trying to establish a kingdom. And I realized when I was looking at the word of God, Christ is talking about his kingdom. He never said he came for his church's coming. The first message Christ had is that his kingdom was at hand. So we have this group, this newfound group that is going around the world. But the Bible have warned us. This is what was so alarming when I first seen them. So I wrote the book, The Caliphate, because I recognized who they were. Habakkuk 1 in verse 5. I'm going to read there, and we'll see where we stop at. But I'm at verse 1 and 5. And the group ISIS, they're on the rise. You know, you can go look. I have a blog page or a Facebook page called Road to Armageddon. And that was part of me starting that group. And you can go look at the posts I had telling you about ISIS before ISIS really had became a household name, you know, before they struck in France. Okay, the Bible warns us about these events that were taking place. The pale horse is riding. That is the fourth seal. What that really is the Antichrist is coming. So let's look at Habakkuk 1 to get a clear understanding of the scriptures, not a personal interpretation, but a revelation, a clear understanding of these scriptures. And it says, behold, you among heathens. It's talking to us, those Israelites out here. Behold, you among the heathens, and them too, in regard and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days, in these end times, which you will not believe. See, when I begin to speak, I've talked to people about this group, and I had different people reject the knowledge. They gave, oh, man, ISIS is going to be faded away. They're going to beat them and kill them in a couple of days. They would reject what they were seeing, though it be told to you, though it was prophesied about. It goes on and says, it says that you will not believe, though it be told to you, though these things are in the scriptures. He says, for lo, I rise up the Chaldeans, however you want to call them, that bitter and hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. Where is Chaldea at, people? Chaldea is out in Iraq. He will rise up a bitter and hasty nation. Where did all this start at? It had started in Iraq. It started from a failed policy. Sometimes God tells us things, but he doesn't tell us how those things were going to come about. So he told us there was going to be a nation that rose up, that the Chaldeans, the Iraqis, in that area. You know, and though he did not tell us it would be through the failed policies of this country, America. Their foreign failed policies and them playing around. So this group has rose up and is making alliances around the world. And it says, though they would not believe it, it tells you clearly. He said they will march through the breadth of the land to possess it, to possess the dwelling places that are not theirs. So they are a terrible and dreadful, their judgment and their dignity shall proceed of themselves, that Sharia law, that man-made law, that Islamic extremism, man-made. So So you've seen these people today rise up. They're showing up everywhere in our country. They're showing up in France, Europe. They're showing up in Russia. You know, they're all over the world, in China. See, these things are the things of a prophetic end. This is the warning. Like the Bible talks about 10 virgins, 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. And the warning is to be sent out to man, because what you're dealing with is these people trying to establish a caliphate. A caliphate has a caliph. Okay, so they're trying to establish Islamic nation, but it goes farther back than that. Okay, it talks about their judgment. And horses are also swifter than leopards and are more fierce than the evening wolves. And a horse shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from afar all over the world. And they shall fly as the eagles that hasten to eat. It said, and they shall come all for violence, for the jihad. And their face shall spur up an east wind. And they shall gather the captive as the sand. And they shall scoff at the kings, and princes shall be a scorn unto them. And they shall derive every stronghold, for they shall heap dust and take it. Notice that. You hear what I'm saying? Are they not doing that? Heap dust and take it. They shall scoff at every king. They're killing people, mocking every nation. Every nation that rose up to try to contain this problem, that's the issue that is going on. That's what Putin did. He said, hey, man, do you guys not realize what you guys did? What kind of monster you have released upon this earth? Talking to America and their failed political policies, interfering in other countries' affairs. But really, all of this is bringing about an end of our world. These people are going to succeed in what they're doing. It is an ideology that they're out there with. It is not just those people. When people are taking into that, they read, and just like the Bible, they read and they buy into the ideology, exception. The Bible is the word of God. It is not the word of man or some theory man has come up with the mind of man. It is the word of God. God is telling us what is going to happen. Just like I was dealing with ecclesia, realizing that that was not translated correctly in the Bible. In other words, they used another word that meant the word church in Greek. But ecclesia cannot be translated church. It is the called out ones. It is the kingdom of God. We have been called out. We have been chosen to be a part of the kingdom of God. So when you're looking at that word, and if you don't understand it, your vision becomes blurred of what the church is. And it's not even the church. It is the kingdom of God. Jesus never said, I came to build my church. I know they used that in 16 of Matthew's one place, but that's not what he said. He came to establish his kingdom. See, the wickedness of men who deliberately inserted, you know, they had extrapolates and intrapolates that added and subtracted things from the Bible, but with the Holy Ghost, those things that they have tampered with is revealed. See, there's too many people out there today that have not been called by God, but they're out there trying to teach. God said he has not, and that's, I'm going to go to that scripture, and I believe I'd probably be having a show all through the week, because there's so many important things going on. It's kind of hard to try to get that down in one show. I'm going to Jeremiah 23. And it's really hard to try to get all this stuff down. There's so much happening at one time. That is, God had blessed me to write these books. I understood his word. I did not personal revelation or interpretation of what I thought. I really did not. And he tells us, he lets us know that these people that we're seeing, it starts in Jeremiah chapter, and it goes on, it says, and I'm going to go down, it says, for who has stood in my counsel of the Lord? Who stood in the word of God and have perceived and heard his word? His word, not your mind thought, but what the word of God is truly saying. Who has marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind. You see those a whirlwind. You see all those hurricanes, tornadoes? Well, the Lord has gone forth in fury. Bigger hurricanes than we've ever seen in a lifetime. A grievous whirlwind. And it shall fall on the head, grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he has executed, till he has performed the thoughts of his heart, his mind. In the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. In the end time, the judgment of God is on our world now. He says, I have not sent these prophets, yet they run, they're out there trying to teach you. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesy. In other words, they have no scripture understanding. They have never been accepted into the kingdom of God, but yet you have all these people out here standing in these buildings claiming that this is a church, this is the house of God, and don't even understand that the word has been taken out of context. It's a kingdom. So when the true believers come together, we assemble. We are of Christ. We have Christ's kingdom, his government system. See, these policies in the world are failed. So a person has never been born again. What I'm talking about is scripture. And I'm still where I'm at with ISIS, but understanding, trying to get you to understand what is going on, that the Antichrist is coming. The pale horse is riding. See, that's what we're talking about. That's who ISIS is. This is the spirit of the Antichrist moving over our world. That is the doctrine and teaching they're fighting. You can't kill that ideology. You can kill that person, but it does not stop the ideology from spreading. And if you're not aware of what you're listening to, I'll tell you who, many of you will see them as they're right at some point. Because the Bible says all those who are not written in the Lamb book of life should worship the Antichrist. So if you have never been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Acts 2:38, and literally they have been born of water and spirit, because in John 3 and 5 it says, except that man be born again, he becomes a new creature. He cannot see, he cannot understand the kingdom of God. Not some church which they took through in the Bible to distort. It is about a physical kingdom as well as a spiritual kingdom. The spiritual kingdom came on the day of Pentecost. It says the kingdom of God should be within you. Luke 17. So that was, it's a two-part deal. So now we're in the era where now the physical kingdom is coming. And in John 3 and 5, it said, except a man be born of water and of spirit. What is Acts 2:38? It says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, how? In the name of Jesus Christ, for what? The remission of your sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So it covers, Acts 2:38 covers several scriptures. It covers when he talked to Luke and he told him that repentance in chapter 24 of Luke, when he told him repentance and remission of sin should be preached in my name, beginning at Jerusalem, Acts 2:38. Repentance and remission of sin. He said in Acts 4:12, he says, neither is there salvation under any other name whereby a man must be saved. Must, you have to be. Acts 4:12. Revelations 1 and 5. He says he washed our sins in his own blood. Revelations 1 and 5 is there too in Acts 3. He said, what is it for? He says, repent and be baptized, everyone you have, in the name of Jesus Christ, for what? The remission of sins. For the blood is there too. It is applied to your life through that baptism. That is the same teaching or doctrine that was given to the Jews first. They rejected it. Acts 10 and 11 was given to them also, the Gentile. And this is how you became a part of the kingdom of God, not some church. Kukos. That's not the word. Now, you can't translate ekklesia into that. It's the called out ones. We are called out to be a part of his nation. So we see a counterfeit kingdom coming into view. This is what ISIS is doing. They're going out, spreading their doctrine. The Antichrist is waiting to come on the scene. You have the false prophet out there establishing ties with all religion, but that's not hard to understand if you understand that Satan is the father of all liars, all deceivers, all false teaching. So that's why the Pope has the ability to bring everybody together. including the political leaders. The Al-Hadi, the caliph that's coming, because they're going to establish that system whether we want to or not, he is the one who's going to come along, and he's going to have the solution. He's going to be able to bring these jihadists in, this jihadist movement around the world. He's going to be able to bring these guys who are fighting, Ishmael seed. So we look at the scriptures in Genesis 16. What did he tell you about him? So I say these things are prophetic in nature. And this is verse 12. It's talking about Ishmael's kids, because that's who the Antichrist is, according to Daniel 11. And these things I've wrote about extensively. God has given me an actual clear understanding of, not my interpretation. Genesis 16 and 12. He said, and he will be a wild man. He, no one will be ever to control him as you see now. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. As he said, he's going to derive every stronghold and take it, and he shall dwell in the presence of his brethren. Okay, and he said, and she called the name of the Lord and spoke it to her through God, seeing, for she said, I also looked after him that see about me. But let me stop there because I'm messing up. But it basically get down to verse 15 and say, hey, God, Aram, so in other words, his name later became Abraham, and called his name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. So the Ishmael kids is out. It's a covenant relationship. So there's two kingdoms coming into clash. One is a counterfeit kingdom that they're establishing now around the world. You know, they're imitating. That's what Satan's always done. He's imitating. Satan knows he has but a little time. The pale horse is right. He knows he has but a short time. Death and hell follows him. Who brought death into the family? When Christ came and died for everybody, what happened? He says, all power is given to you, the power of death and hell. He took it from Satan. So he's coming. He's a very embodiment, the Antichrist. He's going to embody the Antichrist. So they're going out around the world. The politicians, they are. Oh, we fighting them. We need to gather together. But the Bible clearly states they should take it. They should dwell. They say they should take it. They should heap dust. So we can look for this getting worse, people. But I know some of you are listening out there and just trembling. I'm like, no, it's time to turn to God. Learn what the word of God is. Don't learn the mind of man. I just told you how to enter to the kingdom of God. He never said, I'm coming to build my church. He's coming to build his kingdom. Those, when they use that word, it is taken out of context of what he really was here for. Spiritual kingdom first. Giving everybody a chance to come in, called out, you've been selected by God to be a part of his kingdom. You know, Romans 1 and 8 says, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You have no parts in it. So if you're not born of water and spirit, stop deceiving yourself. Acts 19, it says, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? This is what Paul was talking about. Have you been adopted into the kingdom of God? Not have you been adopted into some church or some organization? Deception. That's the devil. When I realized that word had been distorted at such a great, it just amazed me. I knew something was wrong because I looked at Christ's message. And Christ always said it's kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. So what is this thing, church? So I went research and found out ecclesia cannot be translated in the church. It can only be translated called out ones. They use another word that could be translated in the church, but not the original word, which was ecclesia. We're the chosen one. We're the kingdom of God. So now the physical kingdom is coming, but before he can arrive, like Thessalonians 2 said, he said, first there must come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, that Antichrist, because he has 3.5 years to rule the earth. That's why it says that prophecy, that bond servant can't rule with the prophecy. See, so he's going to be able to rule the world for 3.5 years, And then those of us who are truly of the kingdom of God will take this government. So there's a positive outcome at the end, but before we can get there, we have to deal with this devil. And these things have been told to us in the scripture. His hand is against every man, and every man's hand is against him. He's fighting the world. He's a wild man. Can't be controlled. So the Antichrist comes along out of the Seleucid Empire, because that's what happened. My first book, the very first book I wrote, it was called The Revival of the Roman Empire in the second edition. You need to get that book. It talks about the rise and fall of the world government, where you can historically follow as well as scripturally. At Alexander's death, the kingdom broke into four, and he gave the one part of this kingdom to Seleucus, which was his general. That general said, well, from the Seleucid Empire, that's what the Bible says the Antichrist will come from. That is Syria and Iraq. Okay? And so you're looking at this unfolding before your eyes, prophecy being fulfilled on a regular basis. But a lot of you guys are not taking it serious. You think somehow you're going to skip around the judgment of God. He said the whirlwind is going to, fury is going to, judgment is up on this earth. And these kingdoms, these corrupt governments have to go. They're all influenced by Satan. Homosexuality in America accepted as normal now. They're talking about adopting children. Why? If you want a child, do it in the natural order of things. So we're seeing a close of everything, people. And the only thing you can do is get right. But look for these people, because they're coming. They're going to be in our nation and every nation there is. This is the new world order being in line, along with the Pope. He's going to bring, the Antichrist is going to bring them in and bring all of them under control, one voice, one people. And then the false prophet is going to introduce the Antichrist as the one with the solution. Watch your Pope. Watch your Pope. Watch what he do. Look at him now. He's bringing the Jew and the Islam person together. Man, all these religions that people, you can't even probably pronounce some of these religions. But y'all, I'm just trying to be that voice of warning, letting you know, get ready. Because hell is coming. Death and hell is coming. That Antichrist. And before and after all of that, then the kingdom of God. But you must be ready. He's not coming for those who trying to get ready. He's coming for those that are ready. You guys go out and get my books, The Caliphate or The Revival of the Roman Empire, The Devil Workshop, Caliphate, Rise of the Islamic Nation, The Temple Mount, and Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million. They'll give you insight into what is going on in your world today. This is Arthur Joseph Smith coming to you live from Revolutionary Gospel News. I hope it's been enlightening and informative to you. And I brought you back on the radio. You'll see my post when I set up my next show. But I thank you guys. And you can always go and look in the archives if you don't see me or a show you missed. You can always go back and listen to it later. If you have the time, you might be working, but you can go to the archive. You guys have a great evening.